out of coffee? No need to worry. Mater Dei Radio is brewing a second cup of the morning blend.
Oh, don't ever be out of coffee.
No.
In fact, that's the first thing that goes on our shopping list. If we start to see that we are about anywhere between the halfway and quarter mark, we already have the next, you know,
so true.
Pot of coffee or the grounds, another can of it in the cupboard. We do not let that go. That's a staple. In fact, I think maybe even during the pandemic when things were getting, like, people were going for the toilet paper,
right.
I was making sure we had plenty of coffee. I don't know. I just love my coffee so much. Well, David, as I was getting ready today, I found this great article, and it just kind of reminded me, well, not only of my childhood memories, but what a gift our memory is God. All of the things that we encounter over the years, what it draws us back to, the things that draw us to our faith and the things that draw us to our childhood. This was a great article that just came out, so I thought we'd spend some time talking about the sounds that we hear and the ones that are most commonly that bring us back to our childhood.
Yeah, it's interesting.
So, you know, and in fact, here's what they say. This study of 2,000 adults ages 50 and over, so that would be you, not me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No.
You're aging backwards.
I'm aging backwards. I'm the female Benjamin Button.
You are, exactly.
I'm getting younger. No. But what they found in this age group, that 4 in 10 people experience sounds that prompt nostalgic thoughts a couple of times a week.
Wow.
Like it happens often.
Mm-hmm.
A full 90% confess they took their hearing for granted in their younger years.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do that?
Well, yeah. I mean, well, yeah. Loud headphones. Yes,
loud,
I think so.
Loud concerts.
Loud concerts. Yeah, for sure.
You just take it for granted. I remember I went to college with a man who had one of those really big speaker systems in his car.
Oh, yeah.
And even in the college years, he was like, he says, I really feel like I'm losing my hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, you need to turn your stereo down.
Sure.
Oh, he said, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Right? So you take for granted. So make that first warning for kids. Don't take your hearing for granted. Right? They said that 45% do worry about their hearing getting worse, especially when being questioned about losing the ability to have some of these pleasurable memories triggered by the sounds around them.
Yeah.
So they came up with the list, though, in talking to these people and talking about their hearing. What were the most common sounds that triggered a childhood memory?
Anxious to hear what they have to say.
So number one, right, and this makes sense, but I'm going to ask you, what do you think the sound was that triggered most commonly in most people 50 years and older?
Gotcha.
Do you have any thoughts of what that sound would be?
Oh, man, that is such a great question. I'm just trying to think back to my youth and what sound might be there. You know, something that would resonate with me, and I don't know if you hear that much anymore, but like a coffee percolating.
Okay.
Yeah.
So sounds in the kitchen.
Sounds in the kitchen.
Let me look here. You know, I didn't grab all of them. I think that it's in there, but it's in there in different ways.
Right.
But David, as a music lover, you're going to appreciate this. The number one thing that triggered for 50-year-olds and older a childhood memory, music.
Oh, yeah.
And specific songs, especially, they said, would trigger childhood memories. Now, I've seen studies, and I actually saw a wonderful documentary of people in care facilities suffering from Alzheimer's.
Yeah, I know. I've seen that.
And they are just locked in.
Mm-hmm.
Their minds have been so debilitated by the disease. They put headphones on them and play them music from their childhood, and life comes back to them. They will dance. They will sing. They will not remember anybody around them. But they say that the connection in the brain between memory and music is the last one to fall apart through the disease.
You know, there was a wonderful documentary on the late, great musician Glenn Campbell.
Yes.
And he got Alzheimer's disease, but he would still go out and tour with the assistance of his daughter, I believe, who was in the band, and obviously the other musicians. And he would have a hard time remembering a lot of things, but you start playing one of his songs, and he could go right through it.
Right into it at top-notch level. Yeah. It is amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that is just kind of the way that that disease progressed. So music and sound is the most common
one. That.
Now, the second one, too, David, I think is right up your alley, definitely for Beverly and myself, mm-hmm. being a Southern California girl. The second sound, waves.
Oh, yeah.
At the ocean. Mm-hmm. Just, and how often can you remember just on vacations, even just going to the California or to the Oregon coastline here, sitting in the evening,
yep.
watching the sunset and listening to waves?
Yeah, absolutely.
At least for me, David, I know that there gets to be times during the year where I just feel like I need to get to the ocean.
Isn't that true? I know. I totally agree.
Yeah. So the
I remember as a kid, we would go to this one place every year in Lincoln City, actually. It was right on the beach. And I remember laying there sleeping and hearing the waves. And that memory is just ingrained in me when I hear the waves.
Right.
So I can hear that because it was so restful. You'd be playing hard on the beach all day and then you'd go to bed at night and hear those waves and you would sleep so soundly.
Right. And now how about this though, staying there on the beach and then hearing a bird.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Hearing
like
the
seagull.
Gulls.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the third sound, mm-hmm. is bird singing. Of course, Scott is the wildlife biologist. He loves birding. He picks out birds still to this day. He can go just by the sound.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he'll, you know, identify these birds.
I know what he's saying.
So right on in there. Now, I think the next two, so this would be number 4 and 5, kind of bring on around the same time, they say, childhood memories mm-hmm. around a crackling fireplace
mm-hmm.
and the sound of walking on fresh snow.
Interesting.
Hand in hand.
Yeah,
especially,
yeah.
Definitely that would be our Midwest people
sure.
you know, living there, growing up. There is a very unique crunch.
Mm-hmm.
As rare as we get snow, you know, when you're out actually walking in deep snow, it makes an unusual sound.
Yeah. See, I could see the crackling fire for sure. Now, we don't have a wood-burning fireplace mm-hmm. anymore. We have a gas fireplace, but we used to. And it would be this time of year that my dad and I would always go out and cut firewood for our fireplace
really?
As a kid where I grew up at our home, because we did have a real fireplace. And so it would be in the late summer, early fall, where we would go get the wood to have for the winter months. And so I remember lighting that first fire in the fireplace at the start of the colder season
yep.
and hearing that kindling wood start to pop.
Oh,
yeah.
David, I'm ready for a fire now.
I
that
know.
Just sounds incredible. And then we just got a few seconds left here too. Boy, that was just like the first five right there. They said waterfall and cats purring, trees blowing in the wind or the sound of rustling leaves blowing across the yard.
Sure.
That is them. And of course, on the top, it was actually came in 11th, church bells.
Oh, yes.
The sound of the bells. Now, you
certainly.
Think about, you know, if you're in Mount Angel, if you are in any area where the church would mm-hmm. ring their bells, that reminds you of the childhood.
That's great.
So maybe spend some time today thinking about those sounds that remind you of your faith and of your childhood. We hope you enjoyed today's Second Cup.